Alrighty, once again, ask and you shall receive. We've been getting quite a lot of inbound requests to cover the famous, or perhaps infamous, definitely notorious, Trump Media and Technology Group Corporation. Yes, that is the company's official legal name, which to me is a joke in and of itself, but when we actually start to break down the company a little bit more, it just gets funnier and funnier. So stay tuned because we'll be doing that in just a quick second. Most of the time, myself and you guys watching, we're the true degenerates in the conversation, but here, I think it's the company. Their degeneracy outpaces anything that I've ever seen before, and so we're going to be breaking that down for you guys right here in just a quick second. We don't like to get political over here at The Peel, but we do want to give the people what they want. You know, we're a company of the people, and so just like our Palantir video, which go check that out if you haven't already, by the way, we want to make sure that we're covering tickers that you guys are interested in. So make sure to drop us a comment down below. Let us know what companies you want to see covered next, and we'll get it out for you as soon as we possibly can. Plus, our Palantir video low-key got proven correct a day following the actual publication of that recording. So, you know, not saying that it's magic or anything. Hopefully we can continue the luck going forward, but that one definitely felt pretty good in the moment. So let's go ahead and talk about TMTG here today. Now, to be quite honest with you guys, there's not exactly a whole lot to talk about with TMTG, but we're going to do what we can here. So, most important thing to notice, this company is a joke. This is a meme stock, but hey, at least it is funny. And let's get into what is absolutely hysterical about it right now. So, first and foremost, if you've been a shareholder over the past year or so, congratulations. You've made an absolute bag, more than tripling your money, as we now sit around a $6.7 billion market cap. That's despite the fact that the company last year generated only $4.13 million in total revenue, so that's more than a 1,000 times sales estimate there. It's not quite 2,000 times as it was a couple of days ago, but more than 1,000 times sales valuation right there. That is absolutely ridiculous. Nobody in their right mind would ever buy a company at that valuation unless it's associated with their favorite presidential candidate. Now, of course, this has grown pretty well over the past year or so, but definitely not to a level that anybody would be impressed with. Meanwhile, the company has been slashing their R&D expense in the meantime. I mean, you would think that a technological platform that plans on challenging the likes of everything from Twitter to Amazon would be investing heavily in R&D. Trump Media and Technology, absolutely not. They reduced their R&D expense by about 28%. At the same time that revenue exploded by nearly tripling. Now, their interest expense had a lot to do with that as well, as this exploded by more than 10x over the past year or so. Obviously, that's completely horrendous. This company, like the U.S. government, they're basically all of their money is going towards just financing the cost of their debt, which was used to finance their business. I mean, look at this thing. The interest expense alone is almost 10 times that of the revenue. So I think we all know what that means. Now, in terms of net income or loss, the company actually did manage to generate a profit in 2022, but not because of the operations of the business or anything, just because of its tax status. And last year, we saw the tide go out, and we realized that the stock is absolutely swimming naked, as Warren Buffett would say. So they've lost nearly, or actually way more than 10 times the amount of money that they made. Absolutely horrendous decision to see right there. This ratio would be off the charts negative. In the meantime, they have been absolutely burning through their pile of cash. It's down almost 75% year over year. Meanwhile, total assets are down only 70%. I mean, compared to the cash, that's doing pretty good, but compared to anything else, that makes me want to shoot myself in the foot. But if we go ahead and break down some of the assets and liabilities a little bit more, so we can start to see why this joke is so funny. So the company's convertible promissory notes, basically these are debt instruments that are going to be, instead of like paying interest, you can convert them into equity interest in the company after a certain period of time. Now, this was listed on the current liability section of the company's balance sheet for 2023, meaning these are going to be converted into equity stock in fiscal year 2024, or at least before March of 2025. So basically that means current shareholders, common stockholders that bought in public markets, you're going to get the shit diluted out of you because the company only has about 30 million shares in public float right now. Now, a lot of those convertible promissory notes are stashed away for insiders, but that's going to be heavy dilution coming. Now, the derivative liability is pretty gross as well because this company has a shit ton of warrants outstanding, and those definitely aren't going to be looking good by the time that they actually mature. Now, in terms of unearned revenue, this has absolutely exploded as well. Unearned revenue is basically money that the company has already recognized as income. So they've received the checks for it, but they haven't actually provided the service. Basically, these are advertisers that have given TMTG a certain amount of money already, but TMTG hasn't run their ad because that's how this company makes all of its money. So, you know, be on the lookout for that because this is a ton of revenue that they've already earned, but haven't actually done any work for or got any costs associated with it. Total liabilities exploded in the meantime, growing more than tripling, 254% up to $70.3 billion. No surprise when we look at these three line items here. and accumulated deficit. This is basically the opposite of retained earnings. You know, most companies, they generate a profit, which sounds absolutely insane to TMTG, but most companies do actually make money. When they do, they'll invest some of it in their business, they'll pay some in terms of dividends out to shareholders, but a lot of it just sits in a cash pile called retained earnings that sits there in the event of like a liquidation event. That's basically what shareholders would be able to grab onto. This company has like ridiculously negative accumulated deficit compared to all of its other statistics. The fact that its accumulated deficit is more than its total assets by more than 20 times. I mean, I can't even express to you guys how absurd that is. Accounting professors around America have developed nausea in looking at this company's balance sheet. And so, you know, obviously we're not off to a very good start right here, but let's go ahead and break it down a little bit more. So the company, meanwhile, with all this amazing performance, the stock has obviously more than tripled. It's up over 230%. Why wouldn't it be? You know, if it was like golf, I guess racking up liabilities would be a good thing, but unfortunately, that's not exactly what we do in public markets. Now, there really isn't a whole lot to analyze with this company. They have given us as little information as they possibly can. So that's one of the annoying things about when a SPAC goes public is there's no S-1, whereas Reddit basically has to strip naked and show the world what it's really got going for it. TMTG definitely doesn't have to do that. Now, they have displayed some of the worst fundamental performance of a company its market value could achieve, certainly from what I've seen. Analysts are well aware that this quote-unquote company is more of a cash grab. It's kind of like you're basically investing in Donald Trump. This is a vote of support for Trump, and it's more like a donation to his campaign or his legal fees. Now, it's not necessarily like he could use this money for his campaign funds, but still, that's effectively what you're doing here is hyping up the name Donald Trump, as if it needs any more hyping up. It is not like investing in a real company. If you buy shares in this, do not expect a return on that. You know, you can do so just like a political donation, but don't expect this to turn into more money in the future. Now, the only thing is the share price could go up because this is a meme stock. Any positive news related to TMTG or most of all to Donald will increase the stock's share price, especially because it only has about 30 million shares that are publicly traded. So it's a very small float, which means that any positive news will probably lead to some heavy bid action. And so in that event, it's going to have kind of an explosive reaction. So it's a very risky play to short just because of the low float. But still, any positive news of any kind will result in an uptick in share price. Now, the company, they could go up as well because they got some pretty ambitious goals here. So this is effectively what TMTG wants to do. So the Truth Social Network is here to compete with Facebook and Twitter, mostly for their censorship and all that other shit that Trump absolutely hated. Remember, he got kicked off of Twitter prior to Elon Musk buying it. They also apparently want to compete with the likes of Netflix, Disney, CNN, and iHeartMedia. None of this exists right now, so I don't really know why it's not in this faded gray color like this stuff, because they want to have their own TMTG tech stack, which apparently is going to compete with all of these cloud providers as well as payment processors. That's absolutely fucking insane. Now, the fact that TMTG is trying to attack the likes of everything from Meta to Netflix to AWS to Stripe, this is very much like Germany in World War I deciding that they want to fight the entire world. That didn't work out too well for them right there, but hey, this is the Donald we're talking about. Let's see if he can pull it off, because we know that Trump does have a business empire going for him right now. This was taken from his website, and we can see that, you know, he has the realty business, the commercial properties, World of Trump, which I don't know what the fuck that is. There's hotels, which should be counted as commercial properties, estates that you can tour, residential, again, properties. They have lifestyle brands, golf, and this merchandise shop. So this company, they generate a good amount of business, actually. So the Trump Organization in 2023 generated the most revenue ever at $655 million. So it would be legal for Trump to say, hey, I'm going to get some royalty interest and put that in the ownership of TMTG, and then the company would actually have some financials to go off of. So that's one way that this company could theoretically survive, because let me just be frank, they are absolutely not going to be able to develop an AWS-like platform. That is completely ridiculous to think, especially considering that the company is run by a former pig farmer, or some shit like that, or a cattle farmer. I don't really know. It's super weird. They don't have the technical expertise. They don't have the money to build that shit out. And if they do, I mean, I don't even know what I'll do. What I was going to say, I probably shouldn't say on this platform, but either way, I will be more than surprised if this company is able to pull off any of that. Now, I wanted to talk about the cap table a little bit. Like we said, there's only 30 million shares available to the public, which is an extremely small float in both absolute terms and relative to what everybody else owns. So Trump owns more than double the amount of shares that are available for you and me to go ahead and purchase. There's going to be up to 205 million fully diluted shares can be issued. That's the authorized share so far. There are currently 135 million publicly traded, or at least not publicly traded, excuse me, available. Most of these are privately held. Most of them are the things like the 78.75 million that the Donald owns. And then people like CEO Devin Nunes, they own this stuff as well. But like I said, because the public float, which again is just 30 million, is so small, it's very risky to short, as any positive news will lead to very strong upside. Now, with all of that in mind, what's WSO's rating? Does anybody want to guess? Because I think we've been pretty fair and balanced about our view of this company throughout the conversation so far. Any guesses? Well, did you guess zero bananas? There's nothing to do with this company. Don't buy it. Don't short it. Don't look at it. Don't talk about it. Don't think about it. The only thing to do is really crack jokes about it with your dad, because he probably owns it. But otherwise, the only thing for you to do is sit back, laugh, enjoy the ride, and see what's going on here. Guys, again, do not invest in this company. You are only going to be effectively donating to the Trump campaign, to Trump's legal fees, which, again, if that's your politics, go for it. No hate in that regard whatsoever. If that's what you want to do with your money, absolutely. This is America, land of the free. Do whatever the fuck you want, man. We don't care. Do not expect to make money off of this company, though. That's our big message of the day. And that pretty much completes it for us here today, guys. So, again, avoid TMTG at all costs. The ticker symbol is DJT. Do not buy that ticker symbol unless, again, you're going to be donating to Trump, his campaign, and his legal fees. Once again, guys, let us know what companies you want to see us covered next. We love doing things that the people ask for. It's WSO, right? We're a company of the people, by the people, and most of all, for the people. So let us know what you want to see, and we'll get to it as quickly as we can. For now, happy investing, happy trading. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Bye now.
And thanks to you, my listeners at Wall Street Oasis. If you have any suggestions whatsoever, please don't hesitate to send them my way, Patrick at wallstreetoasis.com. And until next time.